What is an apology? How would you define it? I think an apology says, I'm sorry for what I said or did at that time and place. I was wrong. That's what it says. I'm sorry for that particular offense at that moment. I was wrong. That's all it says. So why is it so hard for people to apologize? Because they put too much meaning to an apology. An apology doesn't say, I'm a loser. An apology doesn't say, you're always right and I'm always wrong. Don't say that. An apology doesn't say that in this particular exchange where we both got kind of huffy, I'll take all the blame. It doesn't say that. The other person may interpret it that way, but that's not what it says. It would be much easier to apologize, truly, if you know what you're saying when you apologize. I'm sorry for that. That's what it says. It's not saying I'm as bad a person as you think I am. I'm such a sinner, I'm wretched. I'm not saying any of that. It is saying specifically, pointing to one offense. Does the other person take it that way? Well, that's not your concern. They may take it that you are saying you're wrong all the time. They may take it that you are 82% wrong when you think you're 31% wrong. They may take it that you're a loser. But you can't do anything about their interpretation. You can only do what you think is right in apologizing. Apologies are very hard for people. They truly are. It's because of what people think they mean. They infuse them with all kinds of extraneous messages that make it much harder to say it. I'm sorry for what I did. That's easier to say than, I'm a loser, you're a winner. Apologies generally don't come from a sense of, I'm superior to you. They come from a sense of insecurity, self-doubt. Hard for me to apologize. Why? Because that's admitting weakness. And admitting weakness rattles me. I don't really have a competent enough self-view that I can say, well, I can certainly act wrongly. Of course I can. I can't do that, see, if I'm insecure, if I'm fragile. It's hard to do. I submit that more people don't apologize out of a feeling of inferiority than a feeling of superiority. Not unusual for people to say, well, he doesn't apologize because he thinks he's always right. He thinks he's just better than everybody else. No, that's not it. Most cases, that's not it. He doesn't apologize because it's hard to apologize. Well, why is it hard? Because of what he thinks it admits. The stronger your view of yourself, and I don't mean this in a fluffy, self-absorbed sense. I mean it in a good Christian sense, that you realize that you are God's child with your strengths and your weaknesses, and you can admit to your weaknesses. That's what it means. When you have a hard time admitting to your weaknesses, when you just can't accept that you should acknowledge that, especially to someone that you live with or love with or whomever, you got a problem. You definitely do. Spouses will say to me all the time, he never apologizes. She never apologizes, ever. And so what they do is they say, I'm always the one to apologize. Well, I guess I would say, if you did wrong, apologize. Because you're not going to gauge what you do on the basis of what somebody else does. You can't do that. Our Lord doesn't say to do that. Our Lord doesn't say, well, you know, you need to admit your faults if your spouse admits her faults. That doesn't follow. I'm sorry for what I did at that moment. That's it. That's what it says.